Okay, so hi. Today we will talk about automating low-level firmware validation with Robot Framework. I'm Maciej, nice to meet you. I'm from... Okay, I'm Maciej from 3MDEP Engineering Manager currently. What we are doing, various stuff for the scope of this presentation. What might be important is that we are developing a boot firmware, mainly for x86. So we can simplify by saying that we are developing the UEFI BIOS, but open source one. So it's the BIOS you know from your computer, but it's maybe more open than the traditional one. And we need to validate that to make sure it works correctly on the certain machines. So the agenda, we'll talk about the history of our framework, about what kind of hardware is supported there, how we are interfacing with the hardware, and I will show you some example scenarios of tests we are running. So the history, we've been using a similar approach since around 2018. When we've been validating PC Engine's core boot releases on a monthly basis. So we needed some kind of regression test suite that we would run at least each month before release to make sure that everything is working as intended. Using that approach, we've executed over 50,000 tests and publicly released over 150 binaries of open source firmware for, I believe, 6 or 7 different platforms. And it was mostly an internal project, that the firmware was open source, but tests were not. We have published it like 2 years ago, small part of it earlier. What are the use cases of this DASHAR open source firmware validation framework? Of course, mainly validation of firmware in general. Not only open source, you can imagine, or we even had one use case where we did tests on AMI firmware as well. But mainly we use it for testing DASHARO firmware releases that we release for different hardware platforms, for test-driven bug fixing, for regression testing. So after introducing new features, we can check if we haven't break other features or before the major release, we can run all of the tests we have to make sure it works as intended. It mainly works currently with DASHARO with UEFI payload, but we do have other firmwares and cases as well. It's mostly written in Robot Framework as the main test environment. We do have some Python as well for low-level keywords and some shell scripts mostly as some wrappers or helpers. Are you familiar with Robot Framework? Have you been using it? Okay, so it's like a generic open source automation framework. It's built on top of Python. So it uses Python underneath. You can use Python to implement libraries for Robot Framework as well. It's, from what I know, it's used widely with like web application testing and many more, but it's not so widely used in the lower level, maybe, validation. I know one more project, which is kind of low level, which is OpenBMC, where Robot Framework is also used, and they are basically maintaining embedded Linux distribution for the BMC on servers. I can say that Robot Framework has excellent documentation and great community. It's a really fun project. So what platforms are we talking about here? We have a wide variety of hardware platforms we develop firmware for. So laptops such as this one. We have some network appliances. We have some desktops. So the MSI one we've ported to core boot like 2 or 3 years ago, which is quite modern. So we have different kind of hardware and we're developing a BIOS for them. So we need some means of testing those firmware releases on those different hardware units, which poses different challenges. So we need to have some small lab that we put those hardware boxes in, and we need some interfaces to remotely run some tests to let the developers work on them. We need at least some power control. We need some test interface. We need some GPIO control sometimes. We'll walk through those in details right now. So power control is perhaps the most important one. Most of the time we use one of these two. We have like a custom board with DC relay. We can switch power on and off. And for some other boards where it's not possible, we just have some Wi-Fi plug currently, with Tasmota firmware, which works pretty nice. And we can use API to power on and off the power supply unit. And the board we've developed like a couple years ago, it's open source hardware certified. You can find all of the schematics if you are interested in. And we developed some server application on top of that, which allows also to use HTTP API to control the power, GPIOs, and so on the device under test. Next, if you already can control the power supply unit, we also need to control the test flow itself. We need to send some commands to the device and receive some responses. So for that, we mostly prefer to use serial port whenever possible. So we, in fact, use Telnet. So we connect the serial port from the device to our board, our RTE, and then we use Serto-Net interface, Serto-Net service. It's like a service which basically exposes the serial interface in the local network, and we can use it from different machines via Telnet. This is the primary one. There are also others like SSH, but SSH is not really enough for firmware validation, but we can use it in OS in some cases when we are doing some OS level testing. We have also, in terms of input, we have also USB keyboard emulation. In some cases, we can only read from serial, but we need to write from USB keyboard because there is like one line only for UART in some boards. We need to control GPIOs. Most important ones are power and reset buttons, because obviously we need to be able to have that level of control over the board mounted in lab. In some cases, we need some more, like power LED status, so we can read if the board is in fact already booted or not, or at least powered on. There are also many custom GPIOs on different boards needed as well. Sometimes we need to, I don't know, reset CMOS after we flash firmware, and we need to build different kinds of circuits to support that. And all of those are like connected to our RTE control board, and then we can use REST API to control the device. Maybe the most important is the firmware flashing. We need to provide an external interface for developers whenever they are developing firmware. More often than not, they will break the machine, and we need to externally flash the motherboard. So depending on the board, we have either some flashing headers, or we need to come up with some different creative ideas, such as clips to clip onto the SPI flash chip to flash the BIOS externally. That's also like connected to this RTE control board, and we can flash all of that remotely. To support all of those hardware interfaces, we have the CLI tool, which allows developers to easily run typical scenarios for assets management. We are using Snipit currently, so we can check out the device so to indicate that I'm working on this one, so no other people will be using it at the time. Then I can read some backup firmware, write my own firmware, power on the supply unit, simulate power button pressing, reset pressing, and so on, and grab serial output from the device under test, so I can execute the whole developer flow on the machine remotely in the lab. The same set of libraries we have for the CLI tool we are using as a robot framework libraries in test environment. Previously, it was a problem that we had like different set of code paths, and some scenarios worked well with test environment, some not in CLI tool, and the other way around. So that's now integrated to use the same set of libraries. And now I would like to describe you what kind of tests we need to perform on our firmware. So typically it consists of like enter to the setup, switch some option, boot into some OS, and check if this option works as it should work, right? So that's end-to-end functional testing on the actual hardware. So in this example scenario, we boot the platform, so we need to send some commands to our control devices to power on the board. Then we start reading serial until we see the very first strings. They tell us which key needs to be pressed to enter this setup. So we enter setup, then we get this menu over serial. We need to parse it and compute, calculate how many keystrokes we need to, for instance, how many press down we need to execute to reach the position we need. So we enter, in this case, the Java system features. Then we are in the next menu. Here we just need to press enter to enter the Java security options. And here, in this example, we want to enable SMM BIOS write protection. So we again need to read out this setup, this menu layout over serial, parse it, and calculate that we need one arrow down and enter to select this option. And then we need also to press F9 to save, then agree to save, restart, and that's it in terms of setting this option state. Here's how this example looks in robot framework code. So we have all of these actions I just described, but in robot framework keywords. So we have the keywords implemented that do that kind of actions, like going to certain menu, then submenu, then enabling some option, setting its state to true in this case. Then we have keyword to save changes and reset, then to boot from a selected operating system. And finally, we execute some command, in this case, flash from command in the OS to see if we have the desired outcome. Based on that, we can pass or fail the certain test case. And here we have some run command example how to run such test. We can run this in QMU as well. So we have some wrapper script that can allow us to spin up the QMU with the Java firmware. So on the left side, you can see the execution from robot, and on the right side, you can see the execution from QMU. So you can, in lifetime, you can expect how the robot framework test case pass or fail. On the right side, you can inspect how the machine is being powered on, powered off, the menus are being changed, and so on. Some links to the community if you would like to reach out and discuss. Other contact information, and that's it for the main part.